Pretty good, Dave. In the last 2 years, a few of your disciples committed suicide. So what is their destination? How is their future?
Because they have no belief in God. In me. So they are like other karmis. He would enjoy the fruit what he has done. I think that anyone who has belief in Krishna, he cannot suffer. Never and never. But Krishna has given this life for doing bhajan. Anyhow, he had a guru. He has a guru also, associations also. But having this opportunity, he killed himself. So he will be punished more and more.
Our Madhubrata Prabhu had one question after your class.
What about in Chota Haridas case?
Oh, that will not be applied.
So Madhubrata was asking, when Jeev came from Karanadi Sai Vishnu, who came in this world, first they get human body or other body? And his question is this. Because manusha species, human species is karma jani. They can do karma. But other species, they could not do karma, only suffer. That means all come human being first, then due to their karma, they became other species. Bolche, jahan pratham karan sa Vishnu ke jeev prakat holo.
Very
Madhubrata.
যখন মনুষ্য প্রথম প্রকট হলো জীব, তখন প্রথমে মনুষ্য দেহ পেয়েছে কি অন্য দেহ পেয়েছে? বলছে মনুষ্য দেহ পেলে তো কর্ম করবে, আর অন্য দেহ হলে তো কর্ম হবে না। তাহলে মনুষ্য দেহ আগে তো পেয়েছে, তারপর কর্ম খারাপ, যারা কর্ম করেছে অন্য জনিতে গিয়েছে, যারা ভালো কথা আবার মনুষ্য আবার হয়েছে।
Krishna, how much he has
desire for
enjoy on this. If he has so much, then animals, if in the middle, then he will be human. Or other species. It depends on Krishna according to his gradation.
He has no karma at that point. He has no karma?
At that, no karma. But independence is there. And all independence is not like shame of graduation.
Gradation of independence.
Gurudev, yesterday it was described how the living entity in Tathasta. It's like falling on a razor, and it can go either way by chance. So I was trying to understand, how is it by minute independence or by chance we come here?
Independence was first, and then chance also. Without independence, how he will look after Yogamaya or
Mahamaya?
So independence. And after that, oh, very false and secondary.
But it's a choice, Gurudev.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The jiva is responsible. Yes.
Independence. Krishna does not control.
Does not interfere.
Never.
Right.
Like government. Everywhere in one district, one SP. One district magistrate. If he will do something good, they will reward. If you are doing something for benefit of public, you will be rewarded. But if he will do anything wrong,
so much crime,
then you will be punished. But even punishment, if anyone, oh, I will do this, whether die or what, and he does. There are so many culprits, they go to jail, and when they come, again they do crime, and again they like to be there.
That's better for them.
So, jivas are like that also.
It's a brother.
Srila Gurudev, in yesterday also in morning walk, you spoke about Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami part, saying that once you do smaran of Radha and Krishna, but then when Nityananda is preaching, he says, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Namre. So how can we reconcile this?
You should follow Nityananda Prabhu, because he has come to help us more, Akhanda Guru Tattva. Without mercy, what we are knowing, all due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever. What Rupa Goswami knew from his instruction. And we are following all his instructions. First,
remember.
Smaran.
Remember.
Meditation.
Meditate. Gaurchandra as your guru, as Raghunath Das Goswami has told.
In Manasiksha. Guru Goshthe Goshthalai Sujane.
Na
dharmam, na dharmam, Sruti Granitam Kula Guru. Braje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricha Jam Hetu Nandisara Patisadate Guru Varam.
Guru Varam.
Mukunda Preshta.
Mukunda Preshta Guru Varam. So, we should think that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru, and he has come to them a very costly thing that never was distributed. So he is Guru. As a Guru, he taught Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Tapan Mishra, Sarbham Bhattacharya.
So many.
Oh, all.
Ramananda.
So in this way we should. And then, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and remember always Krishna. Follow his order.
Follow your
follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order. Oh, both sides is reconciled.
If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you follow Gurudev. He says follow
Gurudev first.
But Gurudev says you follow.
Yeah.
Mahaprabhu says, follow Guru.
Thank you. From where you have come? From where you have come?
Pasadena, LA.
Los Angeles.
Disciple of?
Gurudev.
Why is he being mostly as a like Mohammedan?
I didn't have an electric razor. I had a pair of scissors. I cut my hair.
Yeah, I had to cut this also.
Yeah.
We have the answer for you. Oh, what is it? What's the answer?
Go ahead.
Hey.
Now, where you are?
Still in Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene. What doing?
Disabled.
What?
Disabled.
He has no job.
His health not good.
Back
injury.
And broken.
But Maharaj has one suggestion for his seva. Yeah. Did he speak already? What?
Yeah. And a few suggestions.
His brother has come.
From South Carolina? My brother?
Your brother?
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
He's in law school.
South Carolina.
Oh. He's a lawyer.
Ramdas, not
studies for lawyers.
Ramdas jada sabji de.
Oh,
North Carolina. Or he is South Carolina.
Oh.
Good morning.
be a pure devotee and be happy forever.
Sri Gurudev, Mahaprabhu appeared to many people before his appearance, like Ramanuja or Vishnu Swami. Did he appear in Sannyasi Vesh or Navadvip?
Before Mahaprabhu's appearance in Navadvip, he manifested himself, his form, to Ramanujacharya.
Naraswarup, Krishna Raswarup, with float and stay.
Gopa Ves.
This is Krishna eternal. Oh. And others are in this world to do so many sweet pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, Shiv Vigraha, his body is eternal. In Golok, Shvetadvip.
And Sannyas Lila is Naimittik Lila. There is not Sannyas
Lila. So they saw, Ramanuj saw, Brahma saw, Kau in Godrum,
Surabhi,
Indra, Markandeya Rishi, so many saw.
Subarnasen Maharaj in Samudra Gad.
All they saw in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna doing like
Subarna San Maharaj in Subarna Vihar.
Shri Gurudev.
Who?
In
Jayavadharma, they said that Krishna situates himself in the Tatastha Shakti and manifests the jivas. What does that mean?
What?
When Krishna associates with Tatastha Shakti, then he manifests jiva.
जीव शक्ति से समन्वित है अपनी चित्त शक्ति में अवस्थित नहीं है तब उनका क्या रूप है और कैसे वो जीव को
ओनली ही इज अटैच्ड विथ और विथ तटस्थ शक्ति ही हैज एनीहाउ रिमूव्ड
हाइड
और हिडन हिडन Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti, and all other Shakti. So, with Krishna, only when Tatastha Shakti is there, Jeev comes from here.
So, वो रूप कारणोदाक्षय विष्णु का हो गया क्या? या संकर्षण रूप हुआ? जब कृष्ण मात्र जीव शक्ति में समन्वित हैं, उस समय उनका रूप जो है संकर्षण वाला है, जहाँ से जीव निकल रहे हैं?
जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्ण दास ये कहा गया है। किंतु जीव का संबंध संकर्षण से ही है बलदेव प्रभु जी से बलदेव प्रभु द हेड ऑफ द तटस्था शक्ति इज बलदेव प्रभु
इज देयर एनी बलदेव प्रभु से तो सब नित्य मुक्त जीव निकलते हैं बद्ध जीव तो कारणोदाक्षय से ही निकलते हैं
कारणोदाक्षय विष्णु इज आल्सो फ्रॉम महासंकर्षण
आर द जीव इज एनी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द From Karnadakshay Vishnu or from Sankarshan or Baladev, are they significantly any different? Those that are coming from Karnadakshay Vishnu are all just same, similar.
You mean in quality?
Sankarshan se pragat hote hain aur jo jeev Karnadakshay Vishnu se pragat hote hain, dono ke swarup mein kya antar hai?
Qualities are same.
Same. Okay.
Same. No, nothing else.
They're just infused by the Chit Shakti. Okay.
When Krishna situates himself into Tatastha Shakti, is that Mahavishnu or that's the Jivas?
Not Jivas at all. That Baladeva is more head, the Sankarsana or Karandasai Vishnu.
So that's Krishna situated in Tatastha Shakti.
Understanding something?
A little bit. He's catching you.
Gurudev. Before there was Vedic culture in the whole world. So that means before Muhammad, there was also Vedic culture there.
Yes, Vedic culture. Before Muhammad, Vedic culture was there.
So Muhammad, what is Muhammad's position? He's demon or devotee or?
You should know that Mano Sagar Maharaj, he has so many sons, and in one son was named
Lavana Sagar
Asamanjas. And from he was boyhood very wicked. He used to take other boys and
sink in the water and kill them.
Drown them.
In this way.
Sagar Maharaj.
Asamanjas. So Sagar Maharaj, he kicked out
boycott
from
him.
Boycott. You will not be in our line. So you should go. And then what he will do? He went to forest and he began to keep mustaches and everything and doing against what Indian culture. When we follow Ekadasi, they will not do. Only difference that we walk from
by feet,
they could not walk.
They could not walk on their head.
Otherwise, they everything they do.
They don't
and
keep
from
mustache.
Him, oh, Jaman came.
From Asamanjas, from Madhu Daitya. Madhu Daitya was in the dynasty. Then his son became Lavanasur.
So
they kick out Madhu Daitya.
Thakur Bhaktivinod and Swami Maharaj also. They said, oh, Muhammad, he was good devotee. Only he did not speak everything. Time, place, and circumstance. Do you think is it not so much true?
Like the prophet.
What Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, and Swamiji Maharaj did that.
Is it not just to catch people and like, bring them in?
What he has told. Yeah, just, we think that Jesus was also bhakta, but not pure. In this way.
Srila Gurudev? Yesterday in your class, you told that our Sampradaya coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a speciality that is not there in the other Vaishnava Sampradayas.
Yes.
And you were telling that in the other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they say that Jeev is actually part and parcel of Krishna. But in our Sampradaya, we say that Jeev is manifestation of Krishna Shakti. But I thought that all of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas admit that Bhagavan has Shakti and Jeev is one of his Shaktis.
They know and they have written like that. But they have not accepted Shakti Parinambad.
So yesterday,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted.
Last night we were discussing, then Maharaj told, no, I think they're all Vastu Parinambad. No, you can ask Gurudev. Mahaprabhu told Shakti Parinambad. Prior to Mahaprabhu, all Vaishnava Acharyas, they admit that Vastu Parinambad.
Madhvacharya. But Vastu Parinam.
Madhvacharya.
Yeah, Madhvacharya. All four Sampradayas Acharyas.
Ramanuj.
Vishnu Swami.
Vaishishta
Daitabad.
That is
specific.
Jeev and this Jagat. Though two are
adjective of Brahma.
One outer day, this
external body, one internal body.
Like mind. So he has not accepted Shakti Parinambad. But he has admitted that Krishna has Shakti. Vishnu has Shakti. In the same way, Vishnu Swami Nimbadit all. But by this, Krishna may be Bikari.
Transformed.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, Shakti Parinambad.
Chalo.
Who is managing?
Nanda Gopal.
Nanda Gopal?
Nanda Gopal
is here. Nanda Gopal Prabhu.
Nanda Gopal.
I'm coming to the Shalimar.
Come.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, he should also give class.
Yes, Gurudev.
Radha Kanta.
I have Radha Kanta on the list.
Radha also.
Gajanath Prabhu.
Jiva.
Jiva.
Gajanath
Prabhu.
And Nanda Gopal.
Yeah. Nanda Gopal afterward.
To the cow.
प्रश्न उठता है कि जीव अगर
इंग्लिश
द क्वेश्चन हियर देन इफ जीव इज हिज इज कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन इज चिद वो चिदंश है देन हाउ ही इज कमिंग वाया तटस्थ शक्ति एंड तटस्थ शक्ति इज इंफीरियर टू चिद शक्ति ऑफ कृष्ण
Jeev is chit shakti. Chit only for example it has been told. Really there is no tatastha shakti. Tatastha line
marginal
there is nothing.
Line.
Imagination.
Tatastha shakti is there. But as a line, imaginary line.
Tatastha shakti is also chit shakti. So from that it has come.
Chit kan jeev.
Chit Shakti, Tatastha Shakti is also Chit, not Jad.
And this happens in very first creation or every time Mahavishnu creates this material world?
There is no first creation.
No first time.
So Srila Gurudev, those souls, those jivas that look at Krishna, when they come out of the Tatastha Shakti.
Yes.
Where does that Sukriti and Sanskar come?
Oh, at that time, nothing.
No Sukriti or
nothing,
Sanskar.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
That question came as before, then Gurudev told, they look towards Vaikuntha planet. This is the Sukriti, this is the Sadhan, this is the everything.
How can Jeev look at Krishna or be attracted to Krishna without Sukriti and Sanskar?
Oh. This is chance.
As before you told, they look towards Jogamaya. This is their sadhana, this is their sukriti, everything. To
look
towards
just
them.
The look is...
To use their independence properly. This is the everything, the sadhana.
Gurudev, how possible chance? Because everything is desire of Krishna.
Chance also. Yeah.
Krishna desires the lila with jivas to rectify them and bring them back. Yeah?
Pardon? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you should read thoroughly Jaiva Dharma and try to follow. And you should know you cannot reconcile all these things. Do bhajan, and when you will be in that stage, automatically your all doubts and every question will be solved. So you should try to increase your bhajan.
Keep blessings for others, don't take all blessings for yourself.
You want, there is no, nothing is going on.
You have to open it. This is a new technique. This is new technique.
This is marginal, tatastha. Sometimes open, sometimes closed.
Is there any resemblance or a similarity between the personality of a person and their soul in the spiritual world? Is there any similarity between their personality?
Deho aur atma mein, Vaikunth Dham mein, deho aur atma mein kuch samanta hai ya ek hi vastu hai?
Only one.
No difference there.
No difference.
But here,
and Krishna,
he didn't say his
and his body, his mind, his soul, his
what
all.
What is his question? I can't figure out.
Indriyas, all are
personality
in this world. One thing, like Krishna can hear from feet.
Yeah.
He can walk from eyes. Everything he can do.
So you
also like that.
But he is telling that. If I understand correctly, how we are here, conditioned personality, any semblance or identity is there similarly that we have?
No. We have now different soul, mind, body, indriyas,
28 kinds of all these things. Different, all. But there are no differences. Only one. But indriyas are there, mind is there, soul is there, but one thing.
But Gurudev, isn't there different difference between the gopis, between the in Vrindavan, they have different characters, different personalities?
Prabhu, he's telling that everyone is individual in the spiritual world. Different mood, different character.
Yes.
This is correct.
They are also. There are so many lakhs and lakhs kinds of bhav, mood.
Moods.
All gopis represent one mood. And Krishna enjoys. Without all the sakhis, Ras cannot be. And the specialty of Radhika will cannot be shown. So it has been told, Sakhigan Pallav.
Puspa Pata.
Puspa Pata.
Radhika Hoyan Krishna Prem Kalpalata. Ar Bohukanta Bina Nahi Rasela Ullas.
Your camera became the first time.
California? Laguna Beach area?
Laguna Beach.
Probably super proper. Okay.
Evening.
Where is Padmanabha?
Here.
And others? Krishna has told four kinds of jnana. Guhya, Guhyatar, Guhyatam, and then Sarvaguhyatam. What they are. You know?
Guhya, Guhya is Atma, knowledge of Atma.
By slokas, quoting.
Then Paramatma.
What the?
Like second chapter, Krishna has talked about Atma, Atma Tattva.
What is slok?
So many there. Dehasmi.
one of
them. Dehasmi Nita Dehi. Govaram Jovaram Jaya.
Dehi Nosmi Nita Dehi.
Govaram Jaya.
Nainang chinti sastani, nainang dahati pavaka, na chainang kudanta po, na sasayati maruta.
Also, vastrani?
Vasansi jiranani yatha vihaya, navani grinnati.
So, this soul, body is not soul. This is guhya. And what is general? General gyan?
General gyan? Paramatma tattva?
No. Before guhya.
General.
Body and soul is the same.
That Arjun has that, I will kill them and they will die.
I am dual.
And we are this body.
Yeah.
And for this kingdom, I cannot fight. Oh, this is what? General
knowledge.
More than this, that if you are, anyone has cut, he thinks false. Anyone cannot cut. Right. And that is soul. And second, who will tell? Can you? You jeev? Second?
Paramatma Tattva. Paramatma Tattva.
What? Where is Prem?
Where is Prem Prayoga?
You.
Guhyatar, more confidential,
what?
Is Sri Krishna as Bhagavan, as Supreme Personality of Godhead.
What? Prem? What is that?
Guhya is the knowledge of the
Self-realization, Brahman. And then Guhyatara.
Guhyatara what?
Guhyatara, Krishna said in Gita. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha duna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantarudani mayaya tameva sharanam gatsa. Hey Arjun, the Supreme Lord, the Ishvara, is situated in the hearts of all living entities and causing them to wander in this material world as if situated on a machine made of material energy. So Arjun, you should surrender unto him. So see, Krishna said, tameva sharanam gatsa. You surrender to him because he wants to separate the knowledge of Paramatma from knowledge of his form of Bhagavan.
The knowledge of Paramatma is
Guhyatar.
Guhyatar. No? And third,
Guhyatama.
Guhyatama.
Sarvadharma Pritaja Mamekam
Sarvadharma. Aham Sarvasta Prabhavo Marta Jaya Prabhartati.
Iti Madhva Gujanti Mam Bhura Bhavasa Mandita.
Aham Sarvasta Prabhavo Marta Sarvam Prabhartati. Krishna is telling that I am all
in all.
I am superior than jivas. And also from Brahma. So I am in 11th or 10th.
Vibhuti Yoga.
Vibhuti Yoga, this has been told. That is Purushottam. So this is third Purushottam Gyan. And fourth
Sarvaguhyatam.
What? Sarvaguhyatam?
That bhakti, all living entities should surrender to him fully.
Manmanabhava
madbhakto.
What is the meaning? What is the here tattva?
Bhakti tattva. Bhakti tattva.
Here?
Bhakti mahamabhajan.
Purushottam cannot play so sweet pastimes. But Krishna, Manmanabhava, oh Manmanabhava, who am I who did sweet pastimes in Brajalila, who did in Mathura, and who did in Dwarka so many sweet pastimes? So I am that. So remember, you should, sweet pastimes of my boyhood like Brajalila. This is most confidential.
Which verse is that in the Gita?
Manmanabhava. I tell that Manmanabhava means there was a gopi newly came in Vrindavan, in Nandagaon, and he has heard about Krishna. So he wanted to see Krishna. Krishna playing his flute with lakhs and lakhs cops and lakhs sakha, he was coming. And he knew that a girl, newly girl, has come, married, and she wants to see me. And his
mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law has told, oh, don't go, otherwise a black snake will cut
bite you.
Bite you.
Bite you. Then why he will not beat your daughter and you? Why you are going?
Dagri, tum kyun ja rahi
ho? I will go, I must go, whether you should expel from your house. And she went and Krishna came and and she became
mad.
Heart was taken.
So general knowledge is that we are body, this thing. And confidential knowledge is that we are the soul.
More confidential.
More confidential is Paramatma Datta. And most confidential is Purushottam. And super most confidential is Aprakita Datta.
Purushottam means Narayan Surup.
Yes, Vaikunthi.
Gurudev explaining this in Gita introduction.
Introduction, I have told. Krishna this gives, is the idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Krishna gives many levels of knowledge in Gita.
Yeah. He has told everything, but in brief and in hidden way. So it has been told that primary book is Gita and
postgraduate study.
And Chaitanya Charitamrita postgraduate.
Yeah, you were. I'm trying to walk over there, gotta tell them.
Gurudev, what determines the movement and the animal species of life? You said according to the determination, the desire, they will take body in the animal kingdom, jeev will. So what is determining their next birth, their next incarnation, because they don't have karma? In the animal kingdom.
What is?
He's saying that you said before that when the jiva comes from Tathashta into this world, his birth depends upon the intensity of his desire to enjoy separately from Krishna.
Jakhon jiv pratham prakat holo tokhon nijer bhoger pravritti onusare bibhinno janitata janma grohon kore.
So he's saying that if the jiva takes birth as animal in lower species, what is making him go from animal upwards to next species? Because he has no karma at that point.
What is determining the next incarnation in animal kingdom?
Yeah, pratham je tarpor kon janma hobe tar kibhabe nirnoy korbe tokhon kono karma nai okhane.
Sundar bandha for these things you should try to chant more and do bhakti, everything will come automatically. These are things beyond your limit. So it has been not told anywhere in Shastra. This is not question, proper question. So you should try to ask proper questions. Anywhere it has not been. Because this is not. If you want to know all these things in detail, you should try to do bhajan more, and by your bhajan you can realize.
Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he used to say that if the neophyte devotee, if he tries too much to think about this and to discuss this subject matter, it will disturb his Shraddha.
Yes. Eventually, Bhaktivan Thakur has told, don't ask so many questions, do your bhajan.
Swamiji Maharaj says, if you know that you're sick, you don't ask the doctor how you got sick, you just try to get better. Or if the house is on fire, you just put it out, you don't inquire how the house is started.
Swamiji bolchen ke oshustho hoyeche doctor bolto kibhabe oshustho jante hobe ati oshudh ke sikho.
If fire is in your house, everything is burning, then don't
want to discover how fire came.
How far?
Run away fast to save your life.
Run away from that house.
Save your life.
Save your life and try to
extinguish the fire.
Build a new house.
And after that,
you can think about it.
Still, it will not work. Have to build a new house.
Oh, Gurudev. The sthayi bhav of Rupa Goswami is towards Radhika or towards Krishna?
The sthayi bhav of Rupa Goswami towards Radhika or towards Krishna?
Towards Radhika.
Is Prabhu is asking, Mahabuddhi Prabhu some question.
Srila Gurudev, I'm not so intelligent as all these other devotees, so I just...
You're Mahabuddhi. Mahabuddhi.
Most intelligent. I want to know how we as lower devotees, how we become empowered to
to be able to do our Guru Maharaj's, yours and Srila Prabhupada's preaching efforts here? How do we attain that Shakti to help please you?
He's asking, how can we become empowered and gain Shakti, empowerment from our Guru Varga?
To please you, not to.
Yes.
Not to.
If you are sincere, too much sincere, topmost, then everything will come in your heart. As our sincerity, Krishna or Gurudev gives all these things. So we must be first sincere.
What is the measure of our sincerity?
Try to take our life and soul in our hand to serve Gurudev. Thinking that I am not my mind.
I belong to
Krishna. Then automatically everything. But sometimes we know this thing and we want. But Maya is so powerful that if Maya always seeks any any
loophole.
If a loophole like a hair,
she'll enter there.
Oh, even she will enter.
And like a needle out like a flower.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that bhakti is a creeper. If you will give water, it will go to Golok Vrindavan. But if there are some
sub-branch
weeds.
Parasite weed.
Then if you will pour water,
they also
they will take
suck more water.
And the
main
creeper
will be stopped. What meaning?
That if the
if any slight desire of
Labh Puja Pratishtha
and to enjoy this world. If a little, then if you are doing bhakti, Sravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, Parsvan, everything, your mool sakha,
main branch,
will be stopped. And your desire will come and it will be that I will enjoy these, that, wives and children and thus. So doing bhajan also, telling Harikatha all, more than
anyone.
Krishna and Guru. He may be so learned and all are praising and giving him position. But his bhakti really
stunted,
dries. And these things comes, knowing everything, but he cannot do anything.
Because of Pratishtha Asha.
Pratishtha Asha and
Mutun.
Yes.
Maya.
Yes.
Enjoying this world. Ladies here, there, all. They increase. By bhakti also, Hare Krishna, Sramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, you are doing. I'm thinking that I'm doing bhakti, but what increases that?
Srila Gurudev, this point about sincerity, you are telling that sincerity is the main factor. Can we say that if any devotee is still maintaining any attachment in this world, that his sincerity is not complete then?
Yes.
Mr. Lagudev, you have also instructed and you have said that if we confess this within our heart to Guru, then Guru can take and he can reverse this situation that we have done.
What is it?
He's saying that if the devotee admits to Guru, yes, I have this attachment, this problem, this fault I have, then Guru can take away.
But he should be sincere and obey Guru. Then, without obeying, you should jump in fire. I'm ready to fall. In this way, he should.
Yesterday you told about the Ramchandra Khan story.
No, that he, Ramchandra Kaviraj.
Ramchandra Kaviraj. Yes. That he left everyone, he left his family and everything, he went...
Before he was married, he...
Before he married?
Yeah, he was about to be married.
No. He was married and taking his wife, he was
newly married wife.
So he left and he was saying that we should follow these instructions. The other way you say that once you are married, you should not leave, you should not divorce. So how we can reconcile this two?
What I tell?
You are telling anyone who is married, they should never divorce. But in the story that you told yesterday,
Ramchandra Kaviraj,
at the time that he met Srinivas.
I am telling for Adhikar.
Yes.
Those who cannot do, follow my order. That for them, no, you can do.
Don't divorce.
You are hearing something? Are you hearing something?
Sorry. This all is full of knowledge.
You are telling breakfast at 7:49.
It's a long walk every morning.
What? Not a long walk.
It's a long walk every morning.
A long talk.
Yeah. Long talk.
One new daughter.
Very good. Yesterday she came yesterday in the darshan.
What doing?
I think I'm praying to her.
In Jayavadama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Jiva's going through this samsara, it's like Krishna's pastime. It's cruel pastime, huh? Because even though suffering is in mind, suffering happiness in mind, still Jiva is actually suffering. So Krishna is so cruel to how Jiva is going through.
Gurudev, I wanted to ask one.
What he's telling?
She's asking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling in Jiva Dharma that the Jivas coming in the material world is like Krishna's pastime. But she's telling that it is very cruel because Jivas are suffering, even they are not the mind, but by mind they are suffering so much.
But Jiva Dharma says this. No, yeah, I know, but it says, you know, in
sweet pastimes of Krishna.
But to Jiva, Jiva doesn't think sweet pastime. Jiva's thinking suffering. And it's not by choice. It's not by choice because you were saying yesterday that like mustard seeds coming by chance, and maybe Jiva's misused his independence. But I don't know how you can say that exactly, if by chance.
Krishna has given independence to all jeev. He don't want to control.
Yes.
So jeev looks here and there. He will look.
He has a choice.
Anyone has eyes, he must be look. So jeev, if by chance saw towards Jogmaya Devi, transcendental world, attracted. And if this Maya, then he attacked.
But it's not conscious choice because Jiva doesn't have experience of Krishna and spiritual world.
No experience, but Krishna has given independence. And by that he sees or not sees. Where he should go, he will.
Karana Daksha Vishnu, when he's lying down with his glance, he said with his eyes, he impregnates all the material nature with the jivas. But when does, like Paramatma, when does it enter? When does he impregnate the Paramatma?
In Paramatma? What is the use of Paramatma there? Where Karana Daksha is there? No use.
But in the material nature, I mean.
How Paramatma comes in the material nature, that is explained also there.
Mm-hmm.